This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we're going to discuss a very short dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but one that is full of a lot of important meanings for us to take from. He says, Allahumma anfa'ni bima 'allamtani. وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يَنْفَعُنِي وَزِدْنِي عِلْمًا. That, O Allah, benefit me with that which you have taught me, and teach me that which will benefit me, and increase in my knowledge. And the Prophet ﷺ also added in one narration to this the phrase, وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ حَالِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. That, O Allah, that I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the condition of the people of the hellfire. And this dua has a lot of benefit for us. It's a short dua, but one that has deep meaning and one that we, you know, should include, the believer should include when we call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Think of this. The only time in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet, instructed the Prophet to ask him for an increase of something, to ask Allah to increase of something. He didn't say, you know, increase my wealth, increase my children. Rather, he told the Prophet what? وَقُرْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, my Lord, increase my knowledge. And so this dua is as if the Prophet ﷺ is responding to the call in the Qur'an. Allah in the Qur'an is ordering the Prophet, ask for more knowledge. And here the Prophet ﷺ is asking for more knowledge in this particular dua. And what's interesting about this dua is the Prophet ﷺ begins and he says, Allahumma anfa'ni bima 'allamtani. O Allah, benefit me with that which you have taught me. And this is a very interesting way to start the dua. It's very interesting because you would think what is more logical is you start the dua by saying, Oh Allah, give me knowledge, then benefit me with the knowledge. But here the Prophet says, benefit me with what you've taught me. He begins the dua by asking for benefit in the knowledge, by asking to be benefited before even asking for knowledge itself. Benefit me with what you have taught me, he says this, before he says, teach me what will benefit me and increase my knowledge. Why? Because the purpose of knowledge is to benefit from it. The purpose of knowledge is to use it. And there's little value to have knowledge that does not benefit us. And so the Prophet wants us to understand benefiting from knowledge is the primary focus of our knowledge and our gaining knowledge, is to act according to it. Not just knowing, but actually doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is the one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, who is prostrating, who is standing in prayer, who is fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, say, are the ones who know equal to the ones who do not know? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of knowledge, the people of understanding, yet His example is of the one who prays at night, the one who stands, the one who prostrates, the one who makes dua, the one who begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then He says, can the one who knows be equal to the one who doesn't know? Meaning that the knowledge, the mark of the knowledge is the one who's acting according to it, the one who's praying, the one who's standing and asking and using that knowledge in a beneficial manner. And Imam Malik says something very beautiful. He says, لَيْسَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَثْرَةِ الرِّوَايَةِ. He says, knowledge is not having numerous narrations, not knowing many hadith, knowing much facts and factoids and information. He says, knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a light that Allah places in your heart. Knowledge is you actually working, taking that knowledge and implementing it and doing something with it and bringing light into the world. And so the light that Allah azza wa jal puts in our hearts is the good deeds that we perform. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. He says the Quran is a proof for you or a proof against you. What does it mean that the Quran is a proof for you or a proof against you? When you act according to the Quran, it is something that defends you. It's something that says, he acted according to me. He used me for beneficial reasons. And why is it an evidence against you? When you learn it, you know it, yet you neglect it. You don't act according to it. You ignore it. And you don't use it in a way that is beneficial. And the Prophet ﷺ says, لا تزول قدم عبد, that no servant's foot will move on the Day of Judgment. You will be suspended, unable to move, paralyzed, until the person is asked about four things. And of the things the Prophet ﷺ mentions is, وَعِلْمِهِ مَاذَا عَمَلَ بِهِ. His knowledge, what did he do with it? And so your knowledge is something you're going to be asked about. What did you do with that knowledge? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the example The parable of the ones who were entrusted with the Torah, with the scripture, and then they did not take it on, is like that of the donkey who was carrying volumes on its backs. I.e., if you have knowledge and you don't use it, Allah Azza wa Jalla is drawing the comparison between the donkey who has knowledge on its back, carrying it all over the place, but it's not using it. It's not benefiting from that knowledge. It's not implementing that knowledge. It doesn't even know what's inside of it. It hasn't benefited from it at all. So this is a very harsh description from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the one who has the information but didn't do anything with it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, why is it that you are saying that which you are not doing? كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Of the things that is most hated, greatest in hatred in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most hateful in the sight of Allah is that you say that which you do not do. So you have the knowledge, you tell people to do it, but you yourself are not carrying it. May Allah protect us from that. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make another dua. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from knowledge that does not benefit. I seek refuge in you from having knowledge, but the knowledge did not benefit me. And so even though it might sound more logical to begin by asking Allah, oh Allah, give me knowledge first, and then benefit me from it, the Prophet ﷺ begins the dua by asking first for benefit from knowledge. And this is to show us that the most important part of gaining knowledge is to benefit from it. And the Prophet wants us to understand that reality. And then he says, وَعَلِّمْنِي مَا يَنْفَعُنِي. And teach me that which will benefit me. Not all knowledge is beneficial. You know, some knowledge can actually be evil and harmful. Knowledge of things that are haram, knowledge of things like black magic or things that are evil and disturbing. This is knowledge, but it doesn't benefit you. It can even harm you and bring darkness and evil to our hearts. And some knowledge consumes our time but gives us little benefit. You know, knowledge of gossip, what this person did, what that person did. Did you hear this about that person? How does this gossip benefit you? It doesn't benefit us at all, right? Or some people are engrossed in the lives of celebrities and the details of their lives and the knowledge of this car and that car. And again, what benefit is gained from these things? You know, very minimal at best. And so how does it help you connect to Allah Azza wa Jal? How does it increase your worship? How does it increase your charity? How does it increase your ability to positively impact others? It's only a distraction. And so Allah, you know, teach me that which is going to benefit me. And then he says, وَزِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and increase my knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَقُرْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and say, O my Lord, increase my knowledge. The Prophet was not ordered in the Quran to ask for an increase in anything, an increase in wealth or children or anything, nothing other than the increase of knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whomever Allah wants good for them, He gives them an understanding of the religion. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge in our religion. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration, he added the phrase, وَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ حَالِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. I seek refuge in Allah from the condition of the people of the hellfire. And it's very interesting. The Prophet adds it in this dua because why else are people going to be in the hellfire? Except for two reasons. One, they acted with ignorance. Or two, they had knowledge and yet they ignored their knowledge and they acted in evil anyways. And so we ask Allah to give us knowledge and to benefit us from the knowledge that He has given us. Ameen. And we'll see you inshallah for our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.